Good day. Welcome to Holistic Reality Post and Talk. I'm John David Miller. Presented by ReallyWell.com and SurviveTheChanges.com. It is wise to be healthy and prepared. Today's topic, a strange cloud hangs over us. How have so few of us noticed the perpetually cloudy or hazy skies of solar dimming? How can we miss perceiving the multiple airplanes spraying in the sky and the artificial clouds this generates? It is expected by the planners and perpetrators that the masses will believe the cover story, that the streaks of sprayed material are just normal jet contrails, increased due to greater air travel, and most do believe that false narrative. However, atmospheric aerosol geoengineering and the related secret operations of the cabal of control are conspiracy fact. If this is new to you, it is because the reality of this activity has been ignored or downplayed as a, quote, conspiracy theory by the major media and officials, and because the population has been drugged, poisoned, propagandized, hypnotized, and blinded by normalcy bias. The term conspiracy theory was invented by the intelligence agencies for use in dismissing investigation. This solar radiation management, another term for it, this activity is now being discussed openly by officials and the media as a possible solution to global warming that is just being considered. But it has actually been a hidden program for more than 25 years. It has been greatly increased over those years. Routine spraying of particulates, including coal fly ash with aluminum, barium, fluoride, and other toxic components, is the reason for the hazy skies. The fallout is toxic, and it affects every living thing adversely. The forms of artificial clouds in our skies include the new chemical types, as well as unusual patterns often caused by ionizing frequency beams affecting the metals in the sprays. Frequencies directed from ionospheric heaters, smaller, more mobile versions of the original HARP antennae array in Alaska. You can research HARP at the website where we have post this talk. There is a link to the SurviveTheChanges.com page on geoengineering where HARP is described, but it's a giant antenna array in Alaska that was used for these frequencies generated to bounce off the metals in the atmosphere. But they have smaller ones now, more mobile all over the planet, and these are used to manipulate and direct storms as well as other actions. There are multiple reasons why they do this. The main one being control of the weather and all of us. We are breathing in the toxic metals as well as smart dust nanobots that can then receive other frequencies affecting our thoughts and behavior via Wi-Fi, cell phone, and satellite transmissions and other equipment. How are we to consider this without fear and distress? Realizing that we are more than physical beings, we came into life on this planet with a purpose to learn and grow in awareness and love. Some choose to pursue a course of individual accumulation of wealth and power, laying aside concern for others as a nuisance. A few feel emboldened or energized by committing to the exploitation of others, even to the point of abuse and killing. Some actually engage in evil ritual ceremonies. Those pursuing a dark agenda are operating with a severely mistaken understanding of reality, which will generate appropriate lessons for them in the long run. Those of us who intuitively know that caring for ourselves is the same as caring for others are engaging in learning experiences of a higher order. We must realize that allowing psychopaths to become our leaders, who cherish exercising control of everyone and everything, has led to a dangerous crisis in our world that threatens all life on our planet. It is up to us who appreciate and express the power of creative, loving awareness to get organized and take control of the world out of the hands of the psychopaths. The path of greater wisdom is to make the world better by becoming aware of the challenges posed by the elitists and removing their access to the positions of power. Rejection of their exploitive and abusive model of social, economic, and physical, mental, emotional control can be accomplished by working together with kindness and wisdom. It can take a lot of exposure for people operating with the programming and strong normalcy bias to realize that this is all going on and not just some crazy conspiracy theory. Helping the cause can be as simple as making your friends aware of the public poisons like geoengineering sprays and fluoride in the water, beverages, and foods, and the cabal behind these, and how to be better protected while supporting those working to reveal and correct these harmful programs. You can also visit publicpoisons.com for more on the geoengineering and other poisons. But the main article about that is at survivethechanges.com. So please visit survivethechanges.com for details on many of these challenges we are facing and how to be prepared. And reallywell.com for outstanding natural health information and products. And then the archives of our program are here at holisticreality.com. Thank you for listening. Opinions are much more common than knowledge. Life is for learning in holistic reality and growing in love. Now is the time to understand and move with purpose. Have a great day.